A Fabulous Opportunity. Artist Patricia Lucas Morris talks about her design work for the American Legion commemorative coin. Patricia Lucas Morris's drawings are known for their incredible detail, from illustrations for children's books to technical work for Boeing Company. For more than 40 years, she has produced artwork for collectors nationwide, mostly in graphite. More recently, Lucas Morris has contributed coin and metal designs for the U.S. Mint through its Artist Infusion program. In a conversation with the American Legion magazine, Lucas Morris discussed her design for the American Legion silver dollar and other commemorative coins. How did you end up as an artist and illustrator for the Mint? I'm originally from the Boston area and went to the School of the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, where I met a collector named John D. Merriam. He was an avid collector of fantasy art and loved black and white. So for 25 years I did graphite pieces for him. They were big and elaborate, and all of that work now is at the Boston Public Library. I went from there to Arizona and then to Washington State, where I am now. I worked for a few years as a children's book illustrator, and then found work as a coin designer for Private Mint and various other designers who needed an artist to do drawings for them. I stumbled across the Artist Infusion program through the U.S. Mint in 2013 and applied for that. To my surprise, I was accepted. It has been a fabulous opportunity to do designs for some great organizations I would never have had access to any other way. What projects have been your favorite? The ones that stand out the most for me are the Mark Twain and Lions Club coins. The Voyagers National Park quarter from the America the Beautiful coin series was a fun one to do, too. I'm enthusiastic about every project we do, but I really relish being able to do wildlife. Not all of them are chosen, but they're fun to draw just the same. It's a unique way to make a living, frankly. It's not just me. It's not just the sculptor. It's an army of people who work together to make the design work and to actually get the coin into production and into people's hands. It's a marvelous process, really. Can you explain your design for the American Legion dollar? The most important part is the crossed flags, the U.S. flag and the American Legion flag. My original design had the arch, which is there now and is actually a detail from the Arc de Triomphe. I also had the keystone within the arch, but it was determined that that didn't work. The advisors felt it was probably too big, so we decided to pull it out. I wanted something symbolic of France, and of course the next thing would be the fleur-de-lis, so that's where I went with that. I did the reverse for the silver coin, and Paul Ballin did the obverse. I think his design is absolutely gorgeous. I haven't seen the two sides together, but I think it's going to be very pretty when it's finally struck. What connections do you have with veterans? My father was in the army during the Second World War. He was a paratrooper. I asked him questions, but he didn't talk a lot about it. I do have pictures of him in Paris and in his uniform. My mother was in the Women's Army Corps, but never left the States. I believe she was stationed in Georgia, where she worked in a hospital. So I have two veterans in my family. My daughter recently married a retired Marine. I also have various uncles who were in the service. Matt Grills. Look for a Q&A with Richard Masters, designer of the American Legion clad coin, in the April issue. Buy an American Legion Centennial coin set. Join the mailing list for updates, legion.org/coin. Order online beginning March 14th, usmint.gov. Caption, Artist Patricia Lucas Morris. End of caption.